This is Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. This morning, Jules and I rode our bicycles from Queens to the ferry to take us to Staten Island to visit Tatfu Tan and his flock. Now, Tatfu and I are doing a chicken demonstration together next week at a place called Socrates Sculpture Park, and I wanted to see Tatfu's setup. Thanks for inviting me over today.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
It's beautiful back here. This is a great little setup. You got 5 chickens, a little bit more of a yard than a lot of city folk have, but still, it's a very urban environment. I'm going to put some pictures up on the website. I'm looking forward to having people see it, and they can also see it at your website, right?
Correct, yes. Tatfu.com.
Tatfu has many, many things that he's involved in, but he manages to unify them really beautifully. Can you tell me a little bit more about your life's work?
Sure. One of the projects that I'm doing is called SOS, Sustainable Organic Stewardship. So it encompasses a lot of different things about the green culture and to be sustainable. And one of the ideas to have a chickens is to basically produce compost for me. I have this backyard that has never been taken care of, and the chickens' waste actually is a good fertilizer for the yard. And one of my philosophy for doing this gardening project is not to buy things, but just recycle everything that we have, from leaves to chicken waste and to compost that I have. So the chicken comes in that way, and when we try to name them, it was so hard to name them, but we decided to name them as an art collective. So they're all called 5PM. Why 5PM? Because they are 5 poop machine. And it's just a funny thing that I can talk about when I go to school to talk to children, because children really into waste. When they talk about poop, they're really interested. Yeah, that's why I got them. Other than giving me fertilizer, it also gave me eggs.
You know, everybody has a different reason why they first get started with chickens, and your first goal was poop.
Yes, and also one of the reasons is because my art practice is a social practice, and I talk about trying to be green, and I want to make sure that I walk the walk. I could learn a lot of things through books and talk about it, but if I don't do it myself, it's very hard to get the knowledge and to transmit the knowledge to other people. So it's the best that you experience it. And then you set an example. That's one of the reasons why I have also a uniform that I built, and I get certified in various green knowledge, and then I put on patches like a Boy Scout. But instead of Boy Scout, it's like a green scout. So when I go to different events in a community center or in school, I could dress as like a performance art, but I'm not performing, but I'm dressing to play this role as a green steward.
One of the things you were telling me about earlier is that you devised a special mode of transportation.
Yeah, correct. Whenever I go to different places, it always involves the ferry ride, the subway ride, and then the walking. So I decided to take my bike to the place instead of a big hand truck. So I searched for a way to do it, and one of the things is a cargo bike that I found, and it's called the SOS Mobile Classroom, where I put things onto it, and then I bike to various places to do a workshop.
You bought a bicycle that was already made, and then you customized it a little bit to fit for chickens and make it look good.
Right, correct, yes. I always said, you know, Duchamp was already told us that, you know, art sometimes couldn't be ready-made, so there's no point in reinventing something that people already perfectly.
So Tatfu lives in a place that's a little bit inconvenient in Staten Island. He's actually right near the ferry, so a lot of people would come here and envy his space, but then they might see it as inconvenient. How did you wind up in this space?
Well, as an artist, I always search for a bigger place to work, and there's always the need to have a studio and a living space, and I was living in Brooklyn back then, and then working in another office. So if I have 3 places, I have to run 3 different places in the day or in the week, so it just doesn't make sense. So I decided to move to somewhere that can have everything in one place, so I just happened to find it here. And I liked it in living in Staten Island because it's also not a concentration of artists here, so it's not really an artistic neighborhood yet. I like it because my practice involves a lot of community intervention and community work, like organizing, so it is just nice to be part of something that are not being looked at as hip.
Well, you know, there's also a lot of chickens already in Brooklyn. That's one of the things we always talk about. Jules and I live in Queens, and sometimes we say, oh, wouldn't it be easier to live with all the other chickeners? And then we say, no, people need to see chickens in Queens. How about Staten Island? Do you see a lot of other chickens or folks?
Actually, yeah, I do. There's a lot of people told me that they have chickens, and one of my friends that who work with me in a program here actually had chicken, and that's why I have my own, because she showed me her flock and I got really interested and started to invest in my own flock.
I see. So you got started by seeing somebody else in Staten Island using it to improve their yard. Is
right,
that what happened?
Yeah, it's good that you see someone had it. Then you had that example and see how they take care of it. Is it a lot of hard work? Would you be able to do it? That example is really good. That is the best way to convince someone to start their own flock.
So is your visibility here in Staten Island raising the profile of chickens and in Staten Island, you think?
Well, actually, a lot of my friends are starting bringing their kids here as a day trip. So one of my friends told me I should be charging like a petting zoo, starting to charge people a few bucks for just coming here. So it is a sort of like an oasis that people started to bring their children over here. They think Staten Island is kind of out of the city, but not really. So it's a nice day trip, a drive, or through the ferry. They come, they have some lunch and see the chickens. So it is raising a lot of interest in other people.
What's your background in terms of agriculture?
As an artist, my background is basically art practice, photographies, design, basically very traditional art practice, paintings. And I always look at art as something that you investigate, not something that you have the knowledge. So it's an interest of mine to improve my life and to get knowledge. So I dive into various issues that I'm not familiar with. So I have no knowledge about chicken raising or agriculture or anything. I'm still learning every day by just watching the chickens and doing this garden, because the garden is at the lab. I always try things in various places. And again, you know, all my coop design and everything is recycled material. So I stress again that if you could do it as recyclable, as cheap as you can, I think that's the best way.
That's one of the main concerns that I get from folks who are just getting started in chickens. They want to know how much setup cost it is and how they can put together a coop. I'm not a carpenter. Can you address some of that?
Well, I'm very bad woodworker myself too, but it just seems that you just slap things on. You just need a power drill, a power tools, and you just keep on looking at the street that you walk every day. I just keep bringing things back like a magpie and starting to patch things up. And good things like a bed futon, you know, the college student throw them out almost every month, and you just bring them back. So my coop is partly built by the futon bed frame. And then once you look at it, I always keep on improving it, because the chickens tell me things, you know, like they're too hot, too cold, whatever. So I'm just improving on it, or maybe next time you will design a better one, you know. But it's always good to start somewhere. I think it's just like building a chicken coop or the garden. It is never like the final thing. It's never the destiny. It's always the journey that counts, and I always keep on improving things, keep on learning. But then I always like to share it. I think that's the most important part, because the knowledge will always be passed on. That's my practice also. It goes everywhere. So my life is sort of also my practice, the SOS. As I learn, I teach. So that is like the cycle. And one of the projects that I'll be doing is called SOS Guilds, where I actually give grants to other artists that will do sustainable issues using art as a tool. So that project is being realized, and also are doing an exhibition, making it into a show in Arlington, Virginia, coming this summer. And I actually give grant to artists. I just save up my own money, and I give $500 to artists that who did the same kind of mission as I do. And in that space, I'll be doing more than that. I'll be showing all the application that I have from the grant process, and also building some other crafty little idea. Because my whole idea is that I'm also being a gardener. I'm planting things, but I'm just seeding it with money. Money is my seed money. So I'm planting, investing in the green movement by giving this grant to other artists that who's doing it.
Okay, so if folks want to learn more about that, they can go to the website. We mentioned it at the beginning of the broadcast, but let's tell people the spelling one more time.
Yeah, it's tatfoo.com, and it's tattfoo.com.
Thank you very much for talking to me today, Tatfoo.
Thank you.